at 7 p.m. Well, come on down to CITR radio station for the first summer studio sessions, where 9 bands will perform live from the station lounge. Bands including Sons of Granville, Tanya Aganaba, Michael Fraser, Facts, Bleeding Hearts Village, Young Mums, Corpo, and Dominic Frico. Friday, June 29th, live from the CITR lounge. Visit CITR.ca for more information.
History, there have been many songs written about the Eternal Triangle. This next one tells the story of Mr. Grayston, a beautiful woman, and a condemned man named Tom Dooley. When the sun rises tomorrow, Tom Dooley must hang.
Thank you. Winnie Cooper presents the Thursday Concert Series at 560. With one of the biggest video walls in North America, 560 is quickly becoming one of the nicest venues Vancouver has to offer. It currently houses four floors, each presenting you with a different musical vibe. In the coming months, the Thursday Concert Series will showcase some of the biggest local and international acts to hit town. The Thursday Concert Series at 560 Club, located at 560 Seymour Street in Vancouver, BC, presented by Winnie Cooper.
All right, and you are listening to Stereo Blues on CITR. We have some special guests in today. Indian Wars, local Vancouver band.
Thanks for having us.
And if you'd like to introduce yourself and tell us a bit about what you play.
Sure, yeah. I'm Dave McMartin. I play guitar in the band.
I'm Craig Petman. I play harmonica and piano in the band.
And the other guys are on their way. They're just a little bit late, so they'll be here soon.
That's cool. So you're going to play some tracks for today's show?
Yeah, yeah. So we brought a couple of records in, and we'll play some stuff off the iPod, too, so...
Awesome. So the tracks that we just heard were from Indian Wars album Walk Around the Park, and their most recent release, Tom Dula.
Yeah, that was one we recorded for a contest. It was a Neil Young contest. He came out with an album, Americana, recently, and it was sort of like a cover thing that we did for it, so that was one of the songs.
Oh, sweet.
We didn't win, but...
Were there, like, a lot of people that entered and stuff?
I think,
like that?
How many were there?
300.
300. We didn't even make it in the top 50.
That's crazy.
But that's all right. We got a song out of it, so...
Yeah.
That's awesome. I guess we'll play another track off of Walk Around the Park.
Sounds good.
Is there a track you'd like to play?
I don't know. What do you think?
20,000 cans.
Yeah, 20,000 cans.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. there's a pain where there once was a heart. It's sleeping, it's a pain. Can't you please tear it out and preserve it right there in that jar? Oh, help me, please, mama.
In the studio with Indian Wars and talking about Point Roberts.
Yeah, I was just gonna say that song's for my dad. He always tries to get us to cover that one, so played it for him. He should be listening right now, I think.
What was the track just called?
Dear Doctor, off that's Beggar's Banquet, right?
Yeah,
off Beggar's Banquet.
Right on. So, do we have another track that we would like to play on the show?
No, you had one, right?
Sure. I was going to play a Link Wray song called Four Gray Walls.
Four Gray Walls?
Four Gray Walls, yeah.
Alright.
What album is that off? That's the...
It's just off a compilation called Missing Links.
Alright, awesome. Ooh. How about we play another track before that from the EP, and then we'll play Four Gray Walls. So what track should we play?
Let's play Took a Trip.
Sure.
That's a good one.
All right.
¶¶
All right, and we were just talking about how Indian Wars got their name.
Yeah, yeah, we used to have the name Strange Hands, and I was just saying to these guys that there's another band from France called Strange Hands, so we were emailing back and forth with them, and we decided that we'd change our name. I had a side project at the time called Indian Wars, just because I was into that historical era, and so that's how it came about.
That's cool.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, here's the other guys.
All right. So it looks like we have some more members from Indian Wars coming into the studio. Hello.
Where are the rest of the guys?
Fraser is buying a pack of smokes and Brad's wandering around in the bar.
Awesome. What's your name and what do you play?
I'm John. I play the drums.
That's my brother.
Yeah.
Nice.
From That's my baby brother.
And some more members.
We're
awesome.
All here.
Great. Let's see.
You can share this with me.
Ron, Ron, live. Oh.
So,
say hello.
Oh, hey. We all had a bit of a rough night last night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Except for Dave. So this is Fraser. He plays guitar.
And Brad.
Brad, I play bass and sing.
Awesome. So I heard that you just got back from North by Northeast.
Yeah.
Yeah, how was that?
It was awesome. It was such a good time. We played with the Sadies out there in an airport. Airport Survival, which was pretty strange, but those guys were awesome. And
yeah, we played some really good shows. We played four shows altogether. To one at the airport, which was bizarre. There was just people walking past. Nobody paid attention. Just like, you know, old people trying to get to their planes, and they didn't really want to see us play or anything. So, I don't know. What else did we do?
We played a place called Sneaky D's, and that was really good. Lots of people came out, and another place called the Dakota Tavern, which was kind of like a country bar.
Nice.
It was really cool.
Yeah, we need more bars like that in Vancouver.
Yeah.
It was cool.
Yeah, actually, Vancouver doesn't really have a lot of country.
Country cabaret.
Grand Union.
That's the real deal.
Yeah. Bring a pocket full of change, you rock the jukebox all day long. Maybe some crackheads will buy you a beer. It's usually the other way around, though.
Toronto was really good fun, and the weather was awesome. And
yeah, 30 degrees the whole time.
Yeah. It's pretty sad to come back here to this summer that we're having, if you can call it summer.
Yeah, yeah. It was a nicer place, though.
Yeah. It was cool to visit Toronto, but it was, I don't know, it's nice to be back in Vancouver, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone was real nice to us out there. Met lots of people, so it was cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Were there any highlights or, like, crazy stories?
I saw Andre Williams play, which was amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like an old, old soul singer, a raunchy old guy, but still kills it.
Yeah,
still really
at the
cool.
Horseshoe Tavern, which is pretty cool to go there.
And Sadies were his backing band. So, yeah. I don't know, that was a pretty amazing show.
Yeah. They're coming out, when is it, November?
Yeah.
They're opening up for Neil Young, so.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So check them out.
Awesome. So how did Indian Wars start? How did you guys all meet each other?
Well, Dave and I are brothers, obviously, and Fraser has been our friend for the longest time. Brad dates our sister.
It's a family affair.
Yeah. We started just jamming in our grandma's garage, and the music was horrible,
yeah.
Horrible, horrible back then. And yeah, just we've been doing it for I think 3-4 years now, right?
Yeah, and then Craig joined when we were doing a really bad covers night. It was the first time Craig played with us, and we thought after that that he should join the band, and he was a great addition to the band for sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But yeah, I don't know, it all started just jamming in the garage with Brad and Dave and I, and then Fraze joined in, and our friend's a Dead Ghost. Made us play a show at our house one night, and ever since then, yeah, just keep going.
Yeah.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's fun to, you know, like, have that sort of something to look forward to after work, to, you know, and to write music. And we're doing another record right now. We're in the process of, I think we've got 7 or 8 songs recorded.
Nice.
And we're out of the hive recording right now. So, yeah.
Sweet.
Looking forward to that.
Are you with the same label?
Well, I don't. I'm not quite sure what's going to happen with that. We're going to see.
It's up in the air.
Yeah. Probably something way bigger than Sun.
Huge.
Probably something huge.
We're looking for like EMI or Warner Brothers.
Oh, yeah. Something so we can quit our jobs.
Yeah.
That's the plan.
We want the big money.
Yeah.
Awesome. So, is there a track that you'd like to play a record?
Yeah. Good.
What do you want?
Oh, I guess you choose.
Yeah. Yeah. It's Brad's choice.
Here you go.
Okay, we gotta set it up.
All right.
What is it?
The last one.
That's the last. What is this?
Track
this is called Brad.
Yes, I am experienced.
Yes, I am experienced.
By Eric Burden.
And the animals.
And the animals.
And the animals. All right.
So I'm still not super great at setting these up.
Okay. Last track.
Hey.
Yep. There we go. It's on. It's playing.
talking to you.
All right, and we're in the studio with Indian Wars. What was the track that we just heard?
Side Street by Demon's Claws.
Awesome.
Band from Montreal.
Have you seen them play before?
Yeah, we played with those guys out at Sled Island last year, the Sled Island Festival. Real good guys. They're pretty crazy.
Yeah, they're nuts.
Yeah. Party pretty hard. But yeah, they're really good live.
Yeah.
Like, pretty...
Or they're really bad live.
Yeah, yeah, they're really, really good and really bad. Catch them on a good day.
Yeah, we saw them in Vancouver, yeah.
Like 2-3 years ago, and they couldn't even play because they were so drunk.
Yeah.
They got through maybe two songs, warm up, and then walked off stage, yeah. It was a great show.
It was silent party, so it was free beer.
Free Asahi, and I can't even look at a can of Asahi.
I fell off the bus. I face planted right off the bus. True story. It was awesome.
Oh, man.
And what was the track we heard before that one?
Yes, I Am Experienced by Eric Brutal and Animals.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's a good road trip album, that one. We listened to that. We went on a road trip about 3 years ago across the states and listened to that one nonstop. That album, so.
Just play some Doug Kershaw later, too.
Oh, we don't have any.
All right, so up next, we'll hear a track is requested by Craig.
Yeah, it's a song my friend introduced to me when I was in Alabama, and it's by Link Wray. It's called Fire and Brimstone.
All right.
and Vax and Village later, and there's a few more.
Cool.
Vax is the...
Actually,
we opened
for them.
Yeah, at the last minute. It was really strange.
Oh, no way.
Totally, totally.
Are they open for us?
Really? Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right.
That was a weird show.
Are we
on the air?
Those people
we are
were,
on the air.
Oh, we're on the air.
Yeah, that was like a show where people were actually dancing. They're like a dance band, right? And then the
people don't dance at our shows.
New York, I think, or something like that. Yeah. And they're like a dance band too. And then we were just kind of thrown in there, but people were stoked, I think.
Cool. Awesome. So, we can probably play one more track.
Okay, let's do a band song. King Harvest will surely come.
That's
has surely come. Yeah, we listen to a lot of the band, like we have for ever since we started playing, and even before that. So they're a big influence for us for sure. And I think for most bands out there. Let me just set it up.
Keep on talking about this.
Well, thanks so much, guys, for coming in. This was awesome.
Yeah, sorry we were all late.
That's okay. It's cool. Yeah. It's kind of a jungle out there.
Yeah.
There's so much construction.
Brad was losing his mind driving over here. He was screaming at everybody.
It's so hard.
I woke up like 45 minutes ago.
All right, so here's a track from the band.
Corn in the field. Listen to the rice when the wind blows across the water. Harvest can surely come. I work for the union, 'cause she's so good to me, and I'm bound to come out on top. That's where she said I should be. Trees in the meadow. King Harvest is surely come.
A dry summer didn't come fall, which I depend on most of all. Hey rainmaker, can you hear the call? Please let these crops grow tall.
A carnival on the edge of town. King Harvest has surely come.
Last year this time was no joke. My whole barn went up in smoke. Our horse Jethro, well, he went mad. I can't ever remember things.
When the wind blows across the water, King Harvest is surely come. We'll be right back.
is Indian Wars, and you're listening to Stereo Blues on CITR.
Right.
That's good work, boys.
Their brains aren't working right yet.
How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.